When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, and also your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. You can find me on redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. What End Time World News is, folks, it's a podcast. We're independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. This is a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events, and also the second coming of Jesus Christ. So again, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. So let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is about going door to door. So what the article is about is going door to door. President Biden has sent government representatives, government agents, and they want to start going door to door. So the headline here reads exactly Friday, July 9th, 2021, Americans are resisting Biden's door-to-door COVID vaccine brown shirts program. And as you probably know, President, or should I say resident, Joe Biden of the White House nursing home is embracing tactics of the 1930 fascists by pushing door-to-door vaccination campaigns for the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19. And many Americans are having none of it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., chairman of the Children's Health Defense Fund, came out with a statement warning that the plan is already having the opposite effect, that drives Americans who are opposed to getting the injected even further away from trusting anything their government tells them. It's foreboding fork in the road to totalitarianism. That's what Kennedy says. We are now moving beyond propaganda stage into the very coercive program where federal agents appear at Americans' home with a menacing message. We know who you are and where you live, and we have you on our list. We have your medical records, and we want your neighbors to know that you are dangerous. So that's what you have to understand. So it's a form, folks, of fear porn and fear tactics to my Christian brothers and sisters out there. It is a form of fear tactics, and it's just a form to scare the uneducated and the people that don't know what is going on right now in the world. And sometimes people perish for lack of knowledge. And that's very, very, very true. And so, again, I want to read something here just a second as I digress. From the book of Revelation, this is Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17, and I'll read 18 as well. And this kind of goes along with what they're doing. This shot is the precursor to the mark of the beast. So that's what I keep telling people. I'm convinced because the nanoparticles, they're putting in the shot. They're putting graphene oxide and all kinds of things, nanoparticles and everything in these shot. This isn't a shot that you want to take. And again, I have to throw the disclaimer in there. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to provide medical care advice or anything else. However, under the Freedom of Information Act, folks, and also my free speech, my First Amendment free speech under the U.S. Constitution, I can bring you this alternative news and information. From one brother of Christ to other brothers and sisters of Christ, I want you to know the absolute truth as to what's going on. So therefore, that disclaimers aside, let me go back. So Revelation chapter 13, and I'm going to skip down to verse 16. And it says, "He that causes big and small, great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy, sell, say he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." So this is 18. Here is wisdom. "Let he that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for the number of the beast is the number of the man, and his number is 666. And that's in the book of Revelations, King James Version. So what does this have to do with them forcing you to take the shot? Well, I'll let you guys come to the conclusion, but I know what it is. This is the precursor to the mark of the beast. So let's go back to the article. Kennedy says Biden, and again, this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of the Children's Health Defense Fund. He says Biden and his cronies basically now telling America that personal property and privacy rights have no longer being respected, and that everyone should simply be expected to take the experimental injection that is dangerous and ineffective simply because the government says they should. If you want to end this harassment, you must submit to a medical risk intervention made by unscrupulous company with no liability. And if you die or suffer permanent neurological injury, then tough luck. Kennedy explained from the perspective of how the government is approaching the whole thing. More Americans than ever are just saying no to the Chinese virus injections. Senator Rand Paul, he's the senator of Kentucky. The Honorable Rand Paul also took to Twitter to express his sentiments about the program, stating that plainly the government doesn't decide who gets vaccinated. This is correct. You do, Senator Paul said, and about makes the decisions concerning their bodies. Do not submit to the fear-mongering. That's what Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky said. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also chimed in, stating Biden's door-to-door brown shirts campaign of vaccine coercion will not be allowed to happen under his watch. And there again, that's in Texas. So roughly about 30% of Americans, according to official poll numbers, have indicated they're unlikely to get injected, while another 20%, they have definitely will not be getting the flu shot. Like, share, subscribe. You like this podcast, folks. And there's a donations link on the side. Your donations are also welcome and greatly appreciated. And if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ into your life, I just have a simple prayer for you. If you're willing to, here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited him into your heart and him into your life, just repeat after me and find a quiet spot. This will take 2 minutes. Just say after me, "Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you to take your rightful place as my Savior and Lord. Come and reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and life. Help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen." And if you repeated that prayer, folks, congratulations. I congratulate you. I commend you. And the next step would be to get a good Bible. I use the King James Version, or I recommend that, 1611 version. But any good Bible is out there, a good Christian Bible. I try to stay away from a lot of the new, highly updated, reprinted editions. I always go with the older editions. I think that they're, just from a personal perspective, folks, I think they're a lot more accurate. And there's not so much the word twisting that sometimes I happen to catch and see. But again, just get a good Christian Bible. And then the next step after that would be to find a good church and get into Word of God and tell the pastor that you want to know more about Jesus Christ. And you prayed the salvation prayer with Eric. And you want to know more about how I can live my life and be a testament to Jesus Christ. And I can get out and start witnessing to people and show the world the love God has for me and the love that God has given the world through Jesus Christ. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. This is Eric, and this is End Time World News, and you can find me online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Again, if you like this podcast, stay well, stay safe. But most importantly, folks, thank you for listening. God bless you and your families. I'm out of here. See you next time. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.